The Torah tells us, Yukach na ma'at mayim, that when Avraham was doing the mitzvah of Hachnosis Archim with the guests, with the three people, three angels who appeared as people, so it says that the Torah says, ma'at mayim, take a little bit of water. And the shaila is, why is Avraham so stingy with the water? So, because we, in fact, we see when it came to everything else, with the meat, the potatoes, everything else, he said, he did plenty of it. So how come he said only ma'at mayim? So there's a famous answer from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes, there's two mitzvahs in Hachnasas Archim. One's the Iker, one's the Tufa. Some people confuse the two. But it's to Kabdehu v'chashtehu. Kabdehu is the Iker. You should honor your guests, treat them properly. But v'chashtehu, what could you do? You can't, if you take a stranger off the street, you can't just be naive and leave them in the house. When you come back, everything's gone. But the emphasis should be on the kabdeo. There's some people where they'll need a FBI report before they let someone in. So you have to have a balance, but you can't be naive and you got to do your research. But letting in strange, especially today, and forget about today with COVID, and it's much harder to do any haknasas orchem, at least in your house. So they point out that there's two mitzvahs. So Avram was very big on the kabdehu when it came to getting the meat, all the food. He gave them plenty of food. So why was he so stingy on the water? So why was he giving them water? So the Mefarshim say, because back in the day they were choshish for Avodah Zarah. The people, time of Avram Avinu, before he spread ethical monotheism, so a person was choshish to be Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah, they worshipped the dirt, the earth on the feet. So, Yukach na ma'amayim, you know, it's to let him into my tent, Avodah Zarah, ma'amayim, I have to do, the ikka would be chabdeu, I'll give him all the food, but let me just choshish him a little bit. Okay, I don't want to Avodah Zarah into my house. So therefore, that's the Psha Yukach no ma'amayim. He was focused on the Kabdeo and not the Chashdeo. That's the Psha from the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Nissen Alpert said, Tzao, Talmud Muvak, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and a Rebbe of mine for a couple of years, in Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, he points out a different Psha. Avram is teaching us the Yisod in Chesed. It's a yisod in life, a foundation in life, that when do people become tzaddikim? People become tzaddikim is when it's the chesed, when they're telling someone else to do chesed. Well, why don't you wake up at 5 in the morning and pick this guy up? Why don't you go ahead and set up this? Why don't you go to the shul and do that? When someone else is doing it, so then they're very quick to on the chesed. When they're doing it, they'll just get by on the minimum. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, what's a tzaddik? A tzaddik who cares about his own ruchnias and someone else's gashmias. So in terms of that, when it came to doing it himself, so Avram and Sarah were doing everything themselves. If I'm doing it, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to do every hiddur, every chumrah. But if someone else is doing it, back then they didn't have water in the houses and the pipes. They could have had to walk a mile or whatever it was, schlep the water, and someone's got to do it. So don't be ecstatic at someone else's expense. So you could, since it was done al yidei shliach, so therefore, he didn't want to do it with every hiddur. So that's you. So when you're doing something yourself, so then you could go with all the hidurim, all the chumras. But if someone else is doing it, so then it's just a bare minimum. That's the yisod of Avraham Avinu ben Adam HaKaver. In fact, we learned as well from Avraham Avinu. We learned many things from Avraham Avinu. But how come when it came to Melech Sodom, he said, Tengli Hayrechush, he didn't want to, he was offered the booty, and Avram said, no, I don't want it. I don't want people saying Avram made me rich. Or we see he didn't take from the spoils yet. Beforehand, I believe with Paro, he took the booty. He took the, in fact, it seemed like he wanted to take it. So how come, what's Avram's lesson in life? Another yisod is, I think the Tolna Rebbe says this, that it depends on your situation in life. We know, Sone Matonas Yechia. As a Midas Chasidus, don't take gifts from anyone, don't take things from anyone. Be a giver, not a taker. However, that depends on your situation. If you're a Baal Chov, if you owe someone else money, well, let's say you owe someone $100 and someone wants to give you a gift of $100. So now's not the time to be a tzaddik. Oh, if you owe someone $100 and take the $100, again, assuming everything's done properly and there's no issues, if you have a chance to get the money so you could pay off the debt to someone else, then yeah, when you be... Really, he was entitled to the rechush, because that's the way it worked in war. Okay, so if you're entitled, but you don't need it and you don't want it, then okay. So then, Tony Matonis Yechia. I don't want anyone saying someone made me rich. Someone else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it comes, you're a Baal Chov, so then the most important thing is to pay back. That's a famous Maisa, many, with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know if it was in the 70s, when 80s, 60s, when they had big issues with Stam, with people having non-kosher Sifrei Torah. So they point out that many people had Pasul Mezuzah, so it was a big problem. So I think they had a big Asif in Mansi, and many Rabbanim spoke about it. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky got up at the end, he says, you know, I agree with, you know, most of the things being said, but I have to take issue with one of the Rabbanim said is, and we have a Gemach fund set up, that if people can't afford it, we'll lend you money, interest free, whatever the scenario is. And Rabbi Yaakov said, don't spend more than there's halachas of how much you spend on a mitzvah, hidden mitzvah, etc. He says, my mezuzah is a mitzvah's asay. One is not required to go into debt to put up a mezuzah. In other words, if you can't afford a mezuzah, you're putter. Don't become a Baal Chov. In other words, so of course, if you have money, you just don't have liquid assets, you're going to come up, you know, you have a plan to, obviously, if you have a plan to pay back, and then okay, so then in that scenario, and today everyone's in debt, everyone borrows for everything, but in a scenario where that's the Seder Olam, people, that's the way people borrow, people have big mortgages, you take line of credit, so then of course if you're doing it for everything else, then no reason not to do it for mezuzah. If that's considered, speak to your financial advisor, and if that's reasonable, do it. But in a scenario where you're going to borrow thousands of dollars and you have no way of paying back and there's no future plan of paying back, Rav Yaakov went so far that better to live in a house without mezuzahs than to become a Baal Chov and not being able to pay back. And there are many other stories with Agera Rebbe, others where on the importance of not to become a Baal Chov. And that's what we learned from Avram, that Zonei Matanas Yechia, that's when you have everything and you want to take Hidurim, and that's for you. But as well, some point out as well, as we see, it's the same Yisod as we mentioned originally. Avram, he said, I'm not going to take any booty. I'm going to take on the Hidur of Zonei Matanas Yechia. But what about all the other soldiers, all the other fighters? You give to them. I'm not going to be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. And that's the Yisod here, It's like over here, he let them take the booty. He didn't take the booty. So to yukach na ma'at mayim. That if I'm doing it, I'll go all in. I'll strap to the well. But if someone else is doing it, it's ma'at mayim. So that's the two explanations. You have the Chafetz Chaim. We learn from Avram, the Iker is the Kabdehu and ma'at mayim and the Chashteo, but Azara. And we have Rav Nissen Alpert, that the Yisod in life is, when you're doing the chesed yourself, do it with all the hidurim, all the chumras. But if someone else is doing it, if you're sending someone else to do something for you, so then it's just the opposite. You do the minimum he asks for. As Rav Shaul Salanter says, you know, a tzaddik is you care about your own ruchnias, but someone else's gashmias.